The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Actually, we're having rain up here where we are. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe where you're hanging out, it's not the same, but I love the rain. Thank you very much for joining us, taking your time on this Sunday afternoon to sit in and listen to The Barrington Show. You're here in Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Welcome, everybody. Thanks to all my listeners, people from around the world and nearby. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being there. Without you, we couldn't be here. Thanks to our friends up in the Sault Ste. Marie, which is actually a part of Canada, in case you didn't know that. But thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. I know it's your first show. You may love it. And hopefully we'll have you as a listener for a very long time. Our intent here is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, to let you realize that you're limitless, and without having this knowledge, you go through your life searching. You may feel at some point that something is missing in your life. Something is not lined up. Something is not the way it's supposed to be. You feel as if you should have been with someone else, somewhere else, doing something else. You may have realized at some point you get messages telling you that you're interested in some things. All this information is coming to you from other places. It's called the spiritual guides. And we generally try to get you into that mode where you wake up and face your reality, where you wake up and realize in a higher consciousness of yourself, you realize that you're not living your dream. You're not feeling or seeing your full potential. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Open your eyes and know who you are. Know thyself. Wake up. This is our intent. You are limitless. You need to know that. You are without restrictions. You need to know that. You're not the body. The body is the vehicle that drives you around, takes you from point A to point B. You need to know that. There's no one here that is higher than you. You need to know that. There's nobody here that could give you the instructions that you need to follow through with your life. You need to know that. There's nobody here that's going to have a method of life for you to live that is going to be better than the ones that you make for yourself. You need to know that. You need to know that you're alive and you can hear this and you are searching for something and you've found a path to which you can open up and realize who you are. Realize that you're limitless. Realize that you're a lot more than the body. Realize you don't have to live your life in fear to be afraid of anything. Or even dying. Understand that dying, of course, is a part of the process. You will have to go through it, unfortunately, but it's not considered dying. You call it rebirth because you're coming back. You are coming back. You never leave here. You are a part of this planet. The planet's a part of you. The universe is in you. You're not in the universe. You need to know that. If there's a God out there that exists, it's you. You need to know that. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Open your eyes. Live the life that you can live. Reach that level that you can get to. Get the full potential. If you feel something is missing, tap into your spirituality. Tap into a source that's going to guide you to a place where you become the superb person that you can be. You have come here for a purpose, and you need to find that. You're not to live under camouflage or false stories that's been told to you, or guidance or titles that were given to you by your parents, maybe culture, or whoever it is that tells you you're this or you're that. You're not this and you're not that. You are you. You are unique. You are special. You are chosen to be here. You choose to come here. You may have come to deliver a message or to get the experience of being human being, but regardless of how it is or why it is, you are here. You've come to deliver or experience or live. Please do that. Wake up, open your eyes, and live free. This is your opportunity. And now is the time. Now is where you experience all that there is. If you get messages, and we do, some of us do from time to time, and you are told certain things and you're afraid to discuss it with others because they may judge you or think that you're not well, or you may look like the crazy one or the sound like the crazy one. That's not the case. Instructions come to everybody. The wisdom that exists in the world is all here. There's nothing new. Everything is here. It's in within you. We're just giving you an opportunity to open that door to experience it, to see the light, to live it. If you are getting messages and you're hearing things and you're seeing them in your dreams, or you're hearing them in thoughts or however they come to you, it's not by coincidence, because we don't believe in coincidence. It doesn't exist. You're getting these things for a reason. Your chance is to open the door, study them, understand them fully, live your life. When you step into spirituality, you open the door to all things that are possible. Because stepping into the spirituality, you're exposing yourself to all that there is, to the absolute, to the God that you may believe that exists, or the way you may, or one that you may worship. When you step into spirituality, you're opening up that opportunity for you to become the greatest you. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. I want to greet all my longtime listeners and welcome all the new listeners from here and around the world. Thank you for being a part of the show. Please hang out and enjoy. Everybody, welcome home. You have found it. This is where you get comfortable. So we want to talk about a bit about meditation, because you're wondering, or people have been saying, they want to get to that point of realization. They want to get to that point of opening up. They want to get to that point of connecting themselves to the spiritual guide, if you want to call it your instinctive directors, who's going to get you through the path, get you to that door, get you to the source. So the method that is most common to me, and I'm sure there's a lot of other methods to do this, is get into your meditation. Take some time to learn how to meditate. Take some time to learn how to get the information that's been sent to you and harness it and understand it. Make it a part of your everyday life. And I'll say this, if you do for a very long time and you study meditation and you get to understand it, eventually you'll be living it. You'll be living the life of a spiritual person, of spirituality. At that point, you will know the rights from the wrong, the good from the bad, or from the evil. You will get that because now you're living it. And when you become an expert, and I was having a conversation about this week, when you become an expert and you're really good at it, you could do it anytime, anywhere, even if you're driving. And it sounds crazy. And if you tell that to somebody, they'll say, what about being consciously aware of where you exist? Well, you have a divine force that guides you. And if you are able to empty out the mind, settle the mind down, clear everything away from it, you're in the space. You're now meditating. This is how you could live. And that activity will exist no matter what you're doing. Like if you are trained yourself to become a nurse, for example, in the process of training, you don't understand it. But one day you've put in enough time and all the effort, and eventually it becomes innate in your life, and you know how to react, how to do, how to keep it going. And you're living your everyday from that moment on as that nurse or the doctor or the lawyer or the electrician or the whatever it is. You've learned that, and it has become innate in your mind. And if you're good at it, you'll never forget it. Meditation is pretty much the same. Once you open the door, and once you get involved, and once you're a part of it, it becomes innate in your life. It is right now. You're just unaware of it. And we're trying to teach you how to clear out the cobwebs or move the obstacle that's in the path or remove something that's distracting you so you could get to the divine source that could guide you, that is designed to guide you. This is why we talk about meditation. The method I started out meditating with many years ago was to sit still, clear the mind, empty it out. Don't entertain all the thoughts, any at all. Just try not to have a thought, and you will get them because it's difficult to stop them from coming. It is like the raindrops. It'll be consistent until you move out of the path. So you're going to have to practice not having all these ideas or these thoughts in your brain. And as you do that, you get focused on the idea of not having the thought. So when you're meditating, what you're actually doing is you're releasing, and I said this before, you're taking the cap off the jar and then you're laying it aside, and whatever is inside the jar will gel or merge or connect with what's exterior of the jar, so it becomes one. Do the meditation and allow yourself to connect to all that there is, to your supreme being, to your higher consciousness, to become real, to become alive, to understand who you are. And I said earlier, and I'll say it again, you're not the body. The body is a vehicle that you drive around with. And every once in a while, it gets old, broken, cannot go any further. You park it and get a new one. It's called rebirth. And when you come back, you'll be here. You will start again and do it again. The trick is to figure out the reason you've come here in the first place. And this is where we're guiding you to find in that source, that cause, that purpose. When you get here, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, you may have come to deliver a message. You may have come to be a teacher, a guide, help people, do this, do that. Whatever the reason is, we're trying to get you to that level for you to understand it. And then you find your purpose. You live your life, live free. Don't be restricted. Get rid of the camouflage. Don't have anybody tell you that you can't do that. And don't live your life to try to impress somebody else. Let the ego sit in the back seat while you stay in the driver's seat, and you be the focus. It's you that matters. You make the decisions. But you need to know who you are. We're here. We're telling you to connect to your spirituality. We're telling you to learn how to meditate. Open your mind. Expose yourself. Get your instinctive direction, information that is designed for you. You're going to learn how to play Marco Polo without the blindfold, because now you could see, hear, and experience all that you're supposed to as a human being. You're here for a reason, and you matter. And if for 1 minute in your life you feel as if you don't matter, you're making a great mistake for yourself. You're shooting yourself in the foot, actually both of them. You do matter. You're well thought of. You chose this path. If you're connected to some form of spirituality and it's guiding you, follow it. You're hearing me. You're searching for something. If you're searching for something, you have found it. The idea, many years ago, we walked around with a miner's cap with a light on the front. We're looking for something. Well, let me be the first to say this. The object that you're searching for, the cap is attached to it. That's you. Look within. Look within. And if you don't understand what that means, learn how to meditate, relax yourself a little bit, take it easy, get onto the path of that divine guidance. Look within. All that you're searching for exists here. Someone tells me to bow my head and pray and ask for help and all these things from somebody out there, something, some entity, some source out there. Well, it's within yourself. If you don't believe me, point the finger, and the majority of them is pointing back towards you, because it's in there. You are a part of the universe. The universe is a part of you. You are made from it. All that exists, the wisdom, the knowledge, the way of life, all of it exists here. You just need to know how to find that source. You have a toolbox with every single tool in there that is required to get you to that land that you're looking for, that space that you're looking for, that freedom that you're looking for, that happiness that you seek, companionship that you want. All these things, they're in your toolbox. You just need to know how to find it. Let's get into spirituality. Let's get into meditation. Let's learn how to find ourselves. And by doing such, we can find our way. You learn how to use all the tools that's been given to you, and it was your birthright. It is there. Open up the door. Calm down the mind. Get rid of the unwanted thoughts. Focus on what you are for now and deal with that moment and allow yourself to become a part of all that there is. You are a part of all that there is. Learn how to acknowledge that. When you're heading into the marketplace from the outside, it's loud, it probably smells and is confused. It's confusing because everything seems to be all over the place. And you can observe all of that from the outside, but the minute you move into it, you become a part of it. It becomes a part of you. You blend in. You know your way around. The smell's not so bad anymore. And then definitely the noise, you can barely hear it. Because you've now entered into it, you are a part of it. Well, view that marketplace as the spiritual world and then view you on the exterior of it. Once you step into it, you become a part of it, you live it. It's innate. Everything you do, all the decisions you make, whatever you, wherever you go, the people you hang out with, company you keep, good company, whichever, you are now a part of that source, which is the one that you chose to be a part of before you came here. Wake up, people. Wake up. Step into it. If the load that you're carrying right now is heavy, stressful, painful, whatever it is, learn to look at it and see what it is that you're carrying that you may not necessarily need to carry. Empty the load. Live free. Open your heart. Put good ideas into the mind. Great ideas in the mind. It goes from the mind to the heart, from the heart to the soul. You connect yourself to all that there is. Remove that cap. Remove that cap from the jar and connect yourself to spirituality. We are the only ones here who are not getting our instinctive information from a source that created all things. So let's tap into that. Let's figure out why. And I said this before, you would have heard me say it again. Nobody has to tell the deer to run when the deer encounters a lion. Instinctively, the deer knows to run away because he's not feeling being lunch right now or dinner. Instinctively, we need to connect. No one told, some form told the caterpillar to crawl into the cocoon and emerge as a butterfly at a certain age or a certain time. Instinctively, they're connected. We're the only ones who are left out. Some of us are, a lot of us are going there. Most of us wants to be there and we all crave it. So let's do it. Open your mind. Tap into your spirituality and live the life that you're supposed to live. My name is Barrington. You listen to Barrington talk about spirituality. I have a book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. Aligns you to your true purpose. It's information that's going to get you on the path. Much of what I'm talking about gets you on the path to connect you to that source that you need for your divine life. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. You could check us out on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check that out. You'll enjoy it. If you like the shows and you want to hear them again, they're sitting there. They're all there. And we're labeling them as we put them up so you can find the topic that fascinates you the most and tap into it. It may be something in there that I have said and you want to hear it again. It's available to you. Download, read, listen, enjoy. It's a gift to you. It was given to me. I'm passing it on to you. Enjoy it. That's the website and the book. Please, everybody, learn how to get your instructions that you need to live the life you're supposed to live. We're going to take a look at some emails right now.
And yes, we are. Folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. If you are just tuning in, if you'd like to contact Barrington right now with a question or a thought, a comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Peggy did that, and Peggy writes in and says, I am of the Catholic faith, our spiritual guides, angels. And that's from Peggy. Thank you, Peggy. Tim wrote in and says, hello, Barrington. I live in the GTA where I think you guys broadcast from. Any thoughts on the new COVID rules? And that's from Tim. And let's see. Sass writes in. And Sass says, if we have good guides to listen to, don't we also have bad guides to listen to? How do we distinguish between the two, what is right is wrong? And I'm not saying go out and rob a bank or rob somebody, but some things that we do in life may not be beneficial for us. How do we know the difference? That's from Sass. Ron writes in and he says, hello, I am a new first-time listener from Omaha, Nebraska. Loving the show. That's from Ron. And lastly, Anne writes in and she says, I love your analogies about things when you explain. Very nice, very cool, sometimes very funny. Enjoying the show. And that's from Anne, and she says she is from New York City. So back to you, Barrington.
Well, thank you very much, Anne, and thank you for the analogies. And the reason I use them and use them so often, and if I could throw humor in there, I will. Everybody needs a good laugh every now and again. The analogies kind of break things down so we can all relate to it. And I think that's what you're getting at. We want you to understand everything that we're saying. We don't want to say it flies over your head. If we could throw something in there that you're able to relate to, then it hits home. So thank you very much for the comment of the analogy and being funny. I enjoy that. But most importantly, Anne from New York City, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for your guide and thank you for your support. Hang in there. You will find something great for you if you haven't already, because it exists. You just have to tap into it and realize it. Ron from Nebraska, thank you very much. I appreciate the email and thank you for being a part of the show. So all that we talk about all the time is information that is given to me through meditation. I wanted to say earlier that you start meditating and then after a while it becomes a part of your everyday life. Now you act it, now you live it, and you automatically assume if it's not true, I'm not going to say it. If it's not mine, I'm not going to take it. If it's wrong and I'm doing it, I'm going to stop doing it, because that's a formula that's going to keep you on that path. And if you're thinking that, you're acting that, you definitely will be living it. So thank you very much for your information, for your email. So, Sash, you want to ask about good and bad. And how do we know which are the good and which are the bad? And how, you know, so I could break it down. I don't think there's such a thing as good or bad. I think what it is how we interpret things. You know, going to the dentist, we say it's bad, but the dentist who's making the money is not going to say the same thing, but it is still the same act. So it's perception and how you look at it. When you view it that way, you pick a side, basically. And if you're the dentist, you're probably happy because you're at work and you're making money, if that's what they do. And if you're going in to get this root canal, probably not very happy. So it's the same event being looked at different angles. So when you talk about good and bad, it is left up on observation or personal experiences. However, you need to chop out a section of your life and look at what you consider good and see if it's serving you well. And then look at what you see as bad and see if that serves you well. Well, let me say, if the bad isn't, let it go. If the good isn't, please look harder. You don't want to let that go. So it's the story of the two wolves that lives within you. Okay. You can choose to feed the good one or you could choose to feed the bad one. And if you feed the bad one, then you become pure evil because you've taught it bad and trained it to be bad and do everything that's bad. And you're constantly using the word bad, 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 bad. So that becomes it. So if you can, you know, starve that one and feed the other one, then it becomes good. And it's your interpretation of good. It is how you interpret it. You know, everybody says murder is wrong, right? Murder is definitely wrong. But would you see it that way if that person was trying to murder you? Because defending yourself from that act has to be right. So it's a topic that we look at very hot, but both of those things, same event, how you view it. I say all that to say this. Let's look at the good side. Let's hope you don't have to defend yourself from murder, but let's look at things that are all good. Work towards good. Build your strength towards good. Be good to people. Be good to yourself. Be good to the neighbors. Be good to everybody. Be kind, helpful, and do all that. Nobody will say that's bad. You do you and do what makes you feel best. This is you doing good. So the difference is how you look at it. And if you want to add something to this, is the good that you're doing hurting other people, then it might not be interpreted as good. You might want to look at that. It is relevance to everyone's opinion as to how they see it, good or bad. Thank you for that, Sash. Well, Tim, yes, we do broadcast near the GTA. The COVID rule, and we've talked about it last week, and I didn't want to go into it because we've all heard enough, but the new rules really suck because we're open, we're closed, we're open, we're closed, or we can go, we can't go. As for me, when we're locked down, by the way, for those who are not a part of this or understand what Tim is asking, Ontario, Canada, just went under a lockdown again for minimum 4 weeks where we have to stay home. Not have to. I threw that word in. The request was it's a stay home order. So they want us to stay home. Only go out for what you deem necessary. You know, groceries, medication, fresh air. I don't know. But that's what they're saying. So for just bringing you up to speed on that. So we are living in this now for the third time, and the businesses are suffering. People are going nuts. They don't like the idea, going crazy. And then we're starting to rebel. People are saying, blank that. I need to live. And, you know, the businesses are closed down again for the small mom and pop stores. You know, it's hard. It is hard for them. So everybody's feeling this pinch. Not only are we dealing with this virus that's taking lives and making people sick or isolating you from your loved one, we're now dealing with the fact that I can't even go to the store, shouldn't go to the store in the morning to buy chocolate bar because that's what I want. So yeah, it's not fun. I'm not dealing with it right. I'm not enjoying it. And they're saying minimum 4 weeks. And this always comes to us just before the big holidays, like it did last week, you know, and before all these things. So it seems as if there's a plan as to, yeah, let's shut them down. For the first time here in Ontario, now they're saying the big box store has to comply with all the other stores by only selling food or necessities, where the big box stores were doing what they wanted to do. And they were winning while the little guys were being suffocated. It sucks. It's a bad situation. It's a pandemic. But I want to say that this too shall pass. What they're saying now is that if they shut everything down, vaccinate everybody, then we can open up and emerge into this beautiful, come out of our cocoon and become this beautiful butterfly and live life as it was intended. But that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. Now we're getting a lot of information on the COVID and the time between the vaccinations and all this and a whole bunch of disruption that's going on. We could vaccinate this age group and we can start that age group next week or next month. Well, how are you planning to vaccinate everybody and then open the doors again in 4 weeks? Are you going to have the vaccination completed in 4 weeks? I doubt it. And that's what they're saying. So it sucks. And thank you very much for that email there, Tim. It's the new rule. We have to live it. We have no choice. I don't know if we're getting fines for it or tickets or anything like that. I haven't heard anything about it, but I don't know that we're designed to be locked up in a cage. And I'm not blaming COVID or the pandemic. It is here. It's reality. It is our face. It's in our face every minute. So it's a part of our lives. Let's figure out the best way to get through this and help those that we can and be supportive of all those who are dying for this to end, no pun intended, just wanting it to end really fast. And that's what we're all pushing for. So if we have to follow that rule and hope that they're right about it, then let's do that. Let's follow that rule and let's hope they're right about it. So come June, we could walk outside in our sandals and our shorts and hug your friends or go visit grandma. If that's what it takes, this too shall pass. Peggy, you wanted to ask about the differences between guides and angels. And I don't know where angels came into the picture, but, you know, we talk about it frequently. But I think you're talking about somebody who's or something, some entity that can help you get through or teach you better ways of life. And angels are always known as good, except the one that they said was fallen and is supposed to be in hell. I don't know. But if the guides that I speak about is the directors that are responsible for who we are. They are responsible for who we are, and they're desperately trying to get you on your path. They're desperately trying to get you to make the decision or to remind you or to wake you up so you can find your purpose. The guides are constantly there, and you're never alone. When you think you've got that private moment by yourself, your guides is your team. They're with you all the time, and they're trying to communicate with you all the time. They're tapping you on the shoulder, knocking you on the head, kicking you in the and they're trying all the time to get your attention. And the path to them is acknowledging that they're there. The path to them is to settle the mind, relax. They will communicate with you in your dreams. They'll communicate with you just in messages, spiritual messages. They'll communicate with you through a total stranger to just tell you stuff. But they're trying very hard to get you to understand what they're trying to say to get you through that path. And if you're in a very critical situation, sometimes they go very bold and say these words. And if you had a thought of not doing it, that's the message. If you had a thought of going for it, that is the message. If you get both of those thoughts, you're going to ask yourself, why am I standing in my way? Let me say this. They will never lead you down a path of destruction. They don't know that. They will not lead you into that troublous thing. They don't know that. They know one thing and one thing only is how to guide you to where you need to be. And that doesn't involve telling you to go into that shootout that's happening in the bar down the street. They'll say, avoid that bar. And that is the thought. And at some points when you... Was I thinking that? Did I hear that? Did that happen? Yeah, it did. Remember it. Their job is to get you to the best place for you, to wake you up. They will not lead you down to the path. If you want to call them angels, okay, that'll work. As long as you're going to listen. Is there a difference between the two? I don't know. But if they're giving you the guidance, and I believe the angels are designed to give you the guidance, but you'll hear them in your voice, in your spiritual thoughts, and you'll dream about them. And others will come up and tell you. If you want to call them an angel, I think it's okay. Because the information is coming from a good place. On the other side, there's no sorrow, no heartaches, no pain. They're telling you what is truth. The lying and the cheating and the stealing and the unnecessary killing stuff is what we've created here. Because we fed the bad wolf. We did. The greed, I think, was probably the starting of it all. And you will sacrifice a group of people or sacrifice somebody else so you could get ahead. Well, that's wrong because you're standing on somebody else's shoulder so you could see something that you don't want them to see. You're using them in the process. You're doing something wrong. That is my definition of wrong because I know if we were created equal, why do you get to stand on me? Why do you get to take from me? Cheat me, kill me, lock me up, whatever it is. Why do you get to do that other than the greed? Why do you have to have so many people suffering so you could be rich? That's the greed. If you are running towards that, you're making a mistake because you're using people. You're taking advantage of them. You are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It is wrong and you're still doing it. Guide yourself to a path of righteousness. Guide yourself to somewhere where you're more helping. And if you ever want to look down on a man, make sure it's with the intention to lift him up, inspire him, get him going, her too, anybody. So never look down on another person. And if you want to judge them, wear their shoes for a long time before you cast that judgment. If you think they're worse than you, I don't know where that's coming from. There's no such thing as better than you. So, if you are going to look down on another man, make sure it's with the intent to help him up. And if you're thinking you're better than that person, your thoughts are not right. it is not possible that we're all created the same, equal. We've come here by the same method and will leave here by the same method and then return by the same method and continue. Where in that equation do you see betterment? Or equally, where in that equation do you see lesser? I'm not worthy. Where do you see that? It doesn't exist. You've created it. Stop it. Stop doing that. Stop poking yourself. Don't do that. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. You're listening to Barrington on The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a Sunday afternoon out here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for being a part of it, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for taking the time. Barrington on the radio show, Reality Radio 101. Check it out. That signs that station is actually always on. So listen to it every day. It'll help you. I got a book, The Awaken and Ascension Guide, Align You to Your True Purpose. I talked about it earlier. Check it out. It's at Amazon.com, and you will love it, or Amazon.ca. I think they're both doing the same thing. You want to check us out on the webpage, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Good information there for you. And if you have a comment or something that you want to do after the show, you can go there and find an email and send me a direct link and we'll take care of it for you. We'll answer your questions, any questions. When these questions are being asked, it's not so much for you. Believe it or not, a lot of people, when I do give an answer to it, it benefits everybody. And when the questions are asked, it's also benefit everybody. If you do have the questions, do ask them, because it's not only for you. It's for everyone else who can hear this. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have, let me see here. We have two emails. Denny wrote in and he says, I'm new to meditation. I'm trying to find out a lot about it online, but in your opinion, how long should I meditate per day for a new person who is trying this art? And that's from Denny. And Nate writes in. He says, thanks for the tongue lashing today, Barrington. We really needed it. People are not waking up to everything in life, especially with COVID. Thanks for telling it like it is. We needed that. And that's from Nate. And folks, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to write to Barrington right now, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay. Well, Nate, thank you. Tongue lashing. That's that's very good. We're frustrated, and a lot of people don't have a voice, and they don't know what to do, and they're locked down. And you know, if I could reach somebody out there who could just hang in there a little bit longer and stuff like that. We're not totally happy with the decisions that's being made, especially when we have no confidence in the guy who's telling us what to do. And then we found out that he's not doing it. I mean, that's grounds for a fist fight, but you know, it is what it is. And we're not going to get any better at it. And I wouldn't want that job for a minute. Because if you don't have the proper information and you have to say something to people, then you're in a really bad spot. I'm not saying he doesn't have the proper information. I'm just saying that somebody is telling him what to tell the public. So he's in a very bad spot. So, you know, even though you want to call this a tongue lashing, it is frustrating. It is hard. But we also understand that the man that stands on the heavy lies the head that wears the crown. That's what I want to say. The man that is there to tell us the information, I don't know that he's comfortable in telling it, but it's his job. I have a son. My youngest son had come to me, and I met him before he showed up here. I met him in a spiritual world, and he has come from a place where his job was to lie to the people to keep them calm or to keep them relaxed. His job was pretty much what our premier's job is, just to tell them something, just say anything to them, because we need to keep them calm. So that was my youngest son's job that he did before he came to live with me in this life. And I realized that he's come to understand the truth, because he spent so much of his time being bent over or being swayed off to the side or being dragged in a different direction. He's lost his way, lost his focus, and he's come here wanting to know the difference. Thank you very much for that. And I had to pass that on. And Danny, I wanted to ask about meditation and how long you should be meditating as a beginner. Very, very good question. Thank you very much for that. Okay, so when we started talking to people about meditation some time ago, we were saying, okay, get settled in, get comfortable, get used to that weight on your butt if you're sitting down or whatever the case may be. Try it for 3 minutes. Try it for 6 minutes of the entire day, 3 in the morning as you wake up and 3 before you retire tonight. And that part's going to be harder because now you're tired and you're dealing with a lot more. And, you know, you just have to part a fight between your siblings who are doing something or your boss. So the confusion is going to be greater later at nighttime. But, you know, try it for about 3 minutes. Sit still, empty out your mind, clear the head, get rid of the day's event. And I'm talking about the meditation late in the afternoon before you retire. So it'll be harder then, but give it 3 minutes. And if you can sit still in those 3 minutes, I assure you, when you just start out, you'll be thinking about everything. I forgot to buy this. I got to pay that bill. You'll be thinking about it, but keep going. Keep going. You're building a muscle. And eventually it'll slow down. You'll always get a thought, but what you will learn within time is not to dwell on it. Don't run down that hole with it. Oh, yeah, it's a consumer's gas bill and it's 125. No, let it go. Let it go. As best as you can, let it go. And sure enough, another one will show up. Let it go. Eventually the room will be clear. The mind will be empty. You are now meditating. That will take some time. So you have to put in the time that's required. I suggest 3 minutes to begin in the morning and in 3 minutes at the end of the day before you retire. The morning hours meditation is always the better ones because you're more clear. You've just woken up. And if you could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll be awesome at doing all of this because that's you're at your best at that point. Your body has gone through this rejuvenation process from 11 o'clock last night until around 2:30 in the morning. Your liver is clean. Your head's clear. Everything's good. The stress is at its most manageable stage. And you could sit still and meditate at that hour in the morning. That's why I mention the morning meditation being not the most important. They're both equally important, but the morning meditation would be an easier ride. You could get into that one a lot easier because you're fresher. And it doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person or whatever the case may be. It's just that everybody connect to the spirit or the Mother Nature's way of life at around 11 o'clock when they start cleaning, rejuvenation begins, and your best, your sharpest early in the morning. Give it 3 minutes to begin. And as you master that, you can increase it. Go for 5. And as you master that, increase it. You go for half an hour. And if you're tapping into, I think I'm at best, I was doing 90 minutes in the morning and 90 minutes at night, and I was loving every single bit of it. Oh, I went too fast. I got into it too fast, and I was being disconnected from the physical world and more connected to a spiritual world, which is a bad place to be. In case you're getting there, everybody, please pay attention, because you live here. You have to act and be and participate and be a part of here. You're here on earth. You've got 2 feet and you're walking around with hands. While you're here, you have to do what is required to be here. And that's, you know, shave and take care of yourself and do all those things. So don't run into it. You can get drawn into that side. Remember that you live here and you have to act accordingly. The spiritual world wants to invite you to become the greatest guru of all time, but then you're moving into a mountain, sitting in a cave, meditating half dress. Well, I'm in Toronto. That won't work. That will not work here. So as we're here, our families here, the activities are here. Everything that we do is here. You have to remember that you're here. Start your meditation. Give it 3 minutes to begin. When you master it and you're good at it, you see the changes in your life, which will occur inevitably. You will be merging into a meditative state, and then you could do that. And I said it earlier, I was having a conversation with a brother this week, and we're talking about the fact that they could meditate now while they drive. And the first thought, people would say, what are you doing? What are you doing? How do you close your eyes? And well, you don't have to close your eyes. Once you become good at it, it is who you are. So you're just being yourself. And as you're being yourself, you're in the meditative state. So start for 3 minutes. It's a good place to begin. Give it 5 minutes. Gradually work your way up into it. Gradually work your way into being that awesome person. You'll wake up. And what's most important about you waking up, you'll see other people around you fast asleep. You know, and if you're seeing somebody who's fast asleep in a burning house, your intent is to try and help them by maybe put the fire out or wake them up or just wake them up. Wake them up. The fire is going to be the fire. Just wake them up. Okay, so meditate. Do it for three minutes a day. And that was going to be, obviously, I said the topic I wanted to talk about today. And if you get into that, folks, you're on your way. It takes some time. Give it 3 minutes. Find a very comfortable place to sit. Keep your feet on the ground if you can. And if you're able to do it laying down, by all means, go for it. Just don't fall asleep because then you're sleeping. It's a different thing. So sit up and tap into the source that exists and allow yourself. So try to imagine this big giant ball that swings past your window and, you know, like in a pendulum kind of swing. And when it swings off to the left and goes whipping across your window, you see something like, whoa, I just saw something. And then it goes off to the other side and it comes back and, whoa, I just saw something. And then as it swings and it slows down, eventually it slows down. Eventually it stops. And then you could see it. So what you, that little glimpse that you're getting right now is the earlier stages of meditation. Whoa, there's something. I just saw something. It's the earlier stage of meditation. As it swings and you focus on it, you become more direct. The more you pay more attention to it, you're more into it. That swing eventually slows to a stop. And then you could zero in on like, wow, now you're there. You realize you're woken up. You're living in a life in a higher, you're living a life in a higher level of consciousness. The pendulum ball is just swinging right now, and it'll take a long time. And for a while, you may not even see anything. And don't expect to see a, you know, anything spectacular. You're just going to see, or and when I say see something, you're going to acknowledge that something exists. And eventually, you zero in, focus on it. It stops in front of you. Bang, you're there. You could clearly identify that you're now connected to spirituality. A good method is you focus on the breathing that's coming in. As you breathe in, you follow that air in the mind's eye. It goes into the lungs, it expands the belly, it comes back out, and it's gone. And then you repeat that process, and you focus your attention on that. That was another method that was taught to me many years ago. I actually learned that one first. Focus on the breath that's coming in. It goes into the body. It does what it does, and then it goes back out. And you do that, and you breathe deep, and you do that. And you're meditating because you're not busy thinking about anything else than your mind. When you're meditating, you're not looking for anything. You're just opening the space for ideas to come in. You're connecting yourself to the spiritual world. There's no great malls that you're looking for, that million-dollar sign that you're looking for. You're looking to become a great person because you're connected to your spirituality. You're connected to the guiding force. You're connected to, if you want to call them angels, the guides that gives you the path of life, moves you, maneuver you around from the living in an aquarium, and now you're in the ocean. You experience everything. All the knowledge that exists is here. And if it's here, it's in you. Figure out how to tap into it, because they look into you. Figure out how to tap into that source. Tap into the source. And remember that where you sit today, every step that you've taken from birth until now was important to build up to this spot. Every job that you've been a part of, relationships that you've been a part of, when they break up, it's not necessarily a bad thing, by the way. So when they break up, it just means that the journey with that person has ended. Now let's move on to the next. You can't hold on to it. You don't belong to it. It's not yours. You can't stop it. It's nature's way. When they break up, it's over and you move on. And do not be sorry, or do not be sad, or do not be angry. It's not going to be a smooth, you know, you're fired or you're divorced or you're kicked out of whatever. It's not going to be smooth. But the minute you acknowledge it happening, start seeing the blessing in it. And what other door is going to open now? Because that one is now closed or closing. What other door is going to open? And please don't let it be the bar. Find something of great adventure. Your spiritual guide is not going to take you out of a bad situation and put you in one that's worse. It doesn't work that way. But if you allow yourself to go down that negative path, you're guiding, you're forcing yourself down there. Stay focused, stay positive. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eye on your ball. Allow yourself to learn how to tap into the spirituality that guides you. You are now on the current, the great wave of life. You're part of it. That is your spiritual life. And when you start to live it, the negativity that was around you is no more. You'll either move out of the neighborhood or move out of the equation or move out of the group or the band or the club and move into something else that serves you greater. It's inevitable that these two things, the turkeys and the pigs, don't usually hang out. So the eagle and the pigs don't usually hang out in the same place. You know, they don't, because the eagle has a purpose and the pig has his own and things like that. What is funny is that the turkey will criticize the pig for being whatever, a pig. And the pig may turn around and criticize the turkey for being a crazy bird. But, you know, at dinner time, they're both in the same place. So live the life you want to live. They end up in the same place as we all end up in the same place. So pick what it is that satisfies you and do it. And you wonder what I'm talking about with the turkey and the pig. I'm just saying we're all the same just because we've got a different coat, a jacket, color, ideas, size. We're all the same. And we're going to end up in the same place. That's what I'm saying. So do practice your meditating. That was a long way I went for Peggy's answer. And that was Danny, who wanted to know about meditation. So Danny, go ahead and give it 3 minutes to begin. And as soon as you get most comfortable and more relaxed, or everybody who's listening and want to take this on, try that out. Give it some time. And when you pass that, you will go further and go further. And you'll start to see that swinging pendulum ball slowing down, so you can get a good focus as to what it is that is your spiritual life. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have a couple emails here. Junior writes in and he says, "Hey, Barry, great show. Love your answer about guides and angels." And that is from Junior M. And let's see, our last one here. Fred writes in. He says, "Good point regarding the politicians. If you love them or hate them, it doesn't matter. A lot of times they are being told what to say, especially about COVID, from the scientific medical community. So it's really not their fault per se what they're telling us, even though we're frustrated. I'm glad you brought that up." And that's from Fred. And back to you.
Fred, yes. And you understand, a lot of people do understand that they're just there as a figurehead, no disrespect to anybody. I'm sure they did a lot of work to get there. However, yeah, they're being told that they have guidelines and restrictions as to how they need to represent and say. We're frustrated, and, you know, if we're going to throw a punch, obviously we're going to throw it towards him, because we're thinking that he's the one who's making all that decision. But no, the politicians is in a place where they have to lie. You know, they have to lie. They're never going to tell you the sky's falling, because, you know, they have to also protect panic, and they don't want chaos, and they don't want all these bad things to go on their watch. So I do understand they're in a bad position. I brought that up, all of it, just to say the news is not good. It's called bad news, but they're not going to label it as such. But the news is not good as to what's going on, but we have to be able to find a place where we can deal with what it is. We have to go within ourselves and understand that the poor man who's hired to tell us a story, we can't go out and beat the tar out of him, because the next guy is going to come up and tell the very same story, and so on and so forth. So be kind. Try your best. And if your politician is not serving you, then just leave. That's what I would say. But again, just try your best to put up with it, and realize that this pandemic that's going on right now, it too shall pass, because that's what happens. And don't swing on that vine that's going to make it worse, make your life worse. Look at the good side. Find a good side and find it. Live with it. Be a part of it. That's for you, Fred. Thank you very much. Junior M, thank you very much for the email and the answering the questions. Thank you for participating. Thank you for joining the show. Again, it's a good story. I told the one that I was talking about today about opening the jar and what it represents, and how you allow yourself to merge into the existence of a spiritual world. We are all a part of this society. We're all here because we're alive and we can hear what I'm saying. So the thing is that our life is ours to control, and we need to be the controller. You know, we need to be the controller, and you have to allow yourself to take charge. Now, in order for that to happen, you have to know who you are. So spend that time looking into who you are. So thank you very much for the email. Thank you very much for being the show. When I answer the question about the angels and the guides, it's the best thing I could possibly do. I don't do a lot about angels, even though we were raised that way. They come from the sky. They spread their wings. They make you happy. I would think they're guides. And I don't know that you could see them. I've seen one guide. And the others that I've seen, it was through meditation that I saw them. I asked weird questions like, what time is it? Or how old are you? And they said, we don't know. There's no time here. So you can't see them. And people say they see angels all the time. Junior, I'm answering your question. Yeah, the angels, not question, I'm responding to your statement. The angels and the guys, I do believe that they're the same, but they're doing the same job. And they got you. They've got your back. That's there. You're their boy. Like you, they're going to take care of you. And they're not going to take you from a bad place and put you in a worse place. Follow them. They know what they're doing. And they don't know how to lie, which is a good thing, which is a very good thing. We should adapt that in our existence, but we can't because we have greed and then we run businesses and stuff like that. So all of it becomes a relevance to live in here at this time. Thank you very much. And before we go, I'm going to say, my name is Barrington. You're listening to the Reality Radio 101.com. We have a book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. It guides you to your true purpose and wake up and let you live what you're supposed to live. The last couple of minutes I want to talk about, please, folks, you need to take care of your body, every part of it, from the tip of the head to the toe, because any part of it that goes, you're going to lose. And you need to protect it. It's your greatest asset. Exercise it, rest it, clean it, and treat it right. Give it the proper food. If you want to take a good look at life, most of the illnesses that we have has come from the food that we're eating. So if you were going to swallow a tack or a pin or a razor blade, okay, you could go ahead and do that, but I guarantee you it's going to come back and get you because that's what they do. So if you want to take care of yourself, please invest some time into learning how to have a proper diet, how to rest yourself properly, how to take care of yourself. And once your greatest asset is a perfect machine, also the brain will be a better machine because it's not clouded with chemicals. It's not clouded with bad decision or influences from a negative source or anything of that sort. You're going to be in a positive light. Take care of your bodies. Do some exercise. Exercise and move it regularly. Yoga is amazing. You could do yoga and meditate at the same time. Check that out. Do a lot of walking. Running is great. It hurts the joints, and in the long run, you're going to pay for it. Walk around. Go for a long walk. Take your dog, your family. Have fun. Just walk around. Take care of the body. It's the greatest asset you have. And if you were to lose a part of it, you're going to lose. It's not going to serve you well. So spend that time. Eat the right food. Take care of yourself. Everybody, thank you again for being a part of the show. I appreciate you being there. Just a couple of things I want to go over really quickly is about the meditation that we've talked about. Please open the jar and allow all of that, all that exists comes into your reality. Please get into understanding that you are the driver all the time. You are in control all the time. And if you're part of a situation that is not serving you right now, look at it closely. And if that door closes, there's going to be a better one that will open for you. Listen to the spiritual guides because they know what they're talking about. Learn how to meditate. And like I said, I was talking to my brother and he was saying that he's able to meditate now. And we made a joke that you can't tell that to someone. He's able to meditate now while he drives. Good for him. He's been doing it for many years. He's become a professional, but that's a living testimony that it works. And when you get there, you'll find yourself at greater peace, better life, happier person, a better member to the family. And you can also create your zone at your own house. Your own space doesn't have to be a little corner in the room, in a closet or somewhere else. It could be the entire house, could be entire neighborhood. As long as when you're in that zone, your mind switches to that state of mind where you're in the process of meditating and you're building yourself up to a higher level of consciousness to be realized. Everybody, wake up. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of us. We're going to be here next week at the same time. If you do want some more information, you can find it on the website. HEAMI, Barrington, awaken.com. Whoops. Thank you very much. And we will talk next week. Enjoy the show. Until then, be safe.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.